Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Sabosik, who's the president of M.E. Sabosik & Associates. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning.
We were together in Denver at the Starnet meeting just last weekend, and you told me something that was interesting, and I thought it'd be great to do an interview about it. You're running for the mayor of the borough you live in, which is called Point Pleasant, New Jersey. So let's get to that in just a minute, but just for our listeners' benefit, let's talk a little bit about your involvement in the floor covering business. Again, you're president of M.E. Sabosik & Associates, a Starnet member, a commercial flooring contractor. You're very active, actually, at Starnet. You were chairman of the board, I think, in the mid-2000s, actually at a very pivotal time. It was at the time when the leadership was transferring, Lori Dowling was retiring, and you brought in Gene Madsen, and you had the quarterback role during all that, didn't you?
Well, you know what? It was a team effort. I was chairman, but I had a great board of directors with me. It was a transitional time. And Jean, we found a perfect person to lead us into the 21st century. Yeah. She is a great individual, and we're glad to have her.
All right. And tell us, as a commercial flooring contractor, your service area, I guess, is New York and Philly. Is that right?
We cover approximately four states. We go down into Maryland. We go out to Western the PA and up through Connecticut.
And is your business growing right now?
Our business is pretty good right now. It is coming back with the recession a few years ago. Obviously, we all took a negative hit. But in tough times, tough people laugh, and that's what Starnet's all about. We get together, we broaden our horizons, and we step forward.
Well, I can't do an interview with you without mentioning your wife, CJ. CJ is full of energy, and actually, I think she's in charge of making sure everybody has fun at the Starnet meeting. So you have a great support person in CJ. So let's move to this decision to run for mayor. I know you already serve a role. I think you're the head of the town council. You know, what's motivated you to run for mayor?
When I got done with my chairmanship at Starnet, I came back to my town, and the previous mayor had asked me, you do everything on a national level for floor covering. Mm-hmm. Why can't you help locally? And I said, well, you know, when I get done and I come home again, as I called it, I will entertain a thought. He put me on the zoning board. Then I ran for council, and then last year I ran for council again, and for the last 2 years I've been council president. And it was difficult times with Sandy, and somebody had to step up to the plate, and I just thought it was my time.
You're on the Republican side, that's the ticket you are. Let's talk a little bit first about this Point Pleasant area. It's pretty neat. I looked it up a little while ago. It's right on the, not necessarily touching the Atlantic Ocean, but it looks to be like a beach area. Very densely populated, the Point Pleasant, New Jersey borough is 4.1 square miles and has a population of about 20,000 people, right?
Correct. We are the most densely populated town in Ocean County. We have bay and river shoreline. We have a barrier island in front of us called Point Pleasant Beach and Bay Head. They have the ocean front.
Yeah. And you have a canal. I think one of the northernmost accesses to the intercoastal comes right through your town, doesn't it?
It's called the top of the intercoastal, correct.
And the guy you're running against has been a mayor for a long time. He's kind of what some people would call a career politician, right?
I would definitely state yes. He's been a Republican and independent. At the current status, he's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He's been in and out of office for 20 years. So it's quite a daunting task to go against a 20-year veteran when I'm relatively new.
Yeah, you know, some people say that if they're happy with the way the world is or the way their little town is, why make any changes? So it's tough to beat an incumbent, isn't it?
It's very tough. He's entrenched. But I think part of our idea is just like with Starnet, we all get together. Mm-hmm. Part of our program up here is called Team Point Pleasant. We're all walking together, talking, knocking on doors. I'm running with two great individuals for council, John Wisniewski and Pam Snyder. The three of us are working as a team. And as you know, there's no I in team, and there's strength in team. So I'm sure the strength is going to pull us across the victory line.
Yeah, well, I don't know much about this guy you're running against, but I know a lot about you. And, I mean, you're running a very successful business, and you've been a great leader at Starnet. So most people could convey that you'd probably be an excellent mayor. So I hope you do well in this race.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to talk to you again. I just want to point out that some floor covering people do more than just lead in the floor covering business. They also give back to the community, and I think that's what you're doing. Again, been talking to Bob Sabosik, who's president of M.E. Sabosik & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.